John Oliver takes a long look at Stupid Watergate on Last Week Tonight by Melissa Locker. John Oliver intended to talk about the Transportation Security Administration on Sunday night's episode of Last Week Tonight, but the political whirlwind got the best of him. Instead, he spent the bulk of his show tackling a subject he calls Stupid Watergate, the investigation into whether Russia influenced the U.S. presidential election and whether Donald Trump and the White House obstructed the investigation. Oliver seems to believe it's possible because he also believes that the Trump administration always makes the worst choice possible. Paper or plastic? Whichever kills more birds, joked Oliver. Favorite Beatle? It's got to be Yoko. Then there's the report that Trump told visiting Russian dignitaries that he had fired the head of the FBI and it had eased pressure on him. It's like if Hillary Clinton sent an email with the subject line, "Sup, I did Benghazi," said Oliver. In addition to that troubling statement, the Washington Post discovered that the investigation was focusing on a person of interest in the White House. It could be Jared Kushner, but he in no way qualifies as interesting, said Oliver. The only people not interested in the investigation, according to Oliver, are the commentators on Fox News, who called it a boring scandal. Oliver completely disagreed with that sentiment. It's not boring. It's literally a f***ing Emmy-nominated TV show, he said, while showing a graphic for the Americans. According to Oliver, members of Trump's own party are making themselves scarce when it comes to defending him, like when CBS This Morning reached out to 20 Republicans, but they all declined. That's worse attendance than a rap party for the cast of The Jinx, said Oliver. Now, White House lawyers are reportedly researching what a Trump impeachment would look like. Oliver hoped it would include Muslims celebrating in New Jersey, a reference to Trump's false claim that Muslims had celebrated the attacks on 9/11. While Oliver thinks that Trump leaving would be fantastic, he is not looking forward to either President Mike Pence or even President Orrin Hatch, a man whose every expression says, "I take fiber supplements, and frankly, they're not working." Oliver does not think it's particularly likely that Trump will be impeached, even though Trump does not always seem happy as president, according to Oliver. He proved his point with a photo of a miserable-looking Trump at his inauguration. "He looks like he's at the funeral for every dog," said Oliver. Oliver also realizes that he and Trump finally have something in common. He, too, preferred his previous life when Trump was not president.